Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. I'm with you today to share that which God has placed on my heart to share with you, because I feel called and I feel you are called. Together, there's a message. There's no gift without a giver. There's no gift without the receiver. God has placed us together for a reason, and I just pray this day to get out of the way and to let God's message be given to you. Amen. So I had what I would consider it was like a Christmas miracle. I was in my kitchen on Christmas Day, and I was cooking Syrian food, the food of our ancestors, and I was alone, and yet I was aware that I was not alone. And in the kitchen, it was just myself, and I was preparing for others who would be coming in a few hours, but I felt surrounded. I felt enveloped. I felt held by the people who had passed, that they were so close to me. They were so present. I could hear. I could. Every bit of me was filled with their love and their presence. And I realized that I was asking myself, why did they feel so close to me? Why could I feel these beautiful people, these souls who had been in my life so deeply in this moment? And it hit me that I was doing what they had showed me how to do. I was using my hands. I was creating the things they showed me, that they taught me. So by doing what they taught me, I was bringing them closer. I could feel in these rituals that I was doing, that were shown to me in my life earlier, that I was bringing them forward in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. This is going to just make me cry. And my husband Dave walked in at one point. He was setting up, you know, the room in the garage where we all will share the meal. And he said, "Boy, you sure seem to be having a good time cooking alone." And I said, "But, you know, that's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm not alone. They are with me. They were with me in such a special way that I could just feel them." So when we want to have Jesus close, what should we do? We should do the things that Jesus has taught us to do. Amen. I think I have, yes, Isaiah 64:4. "Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him." Amen. What we are given in the gift of Jesus Christ, what we are being taught, is a way in which to live that brings Jesus forward to others who will see him in us, forward to ourselves who will live a life with him. It is doing what we are taught, to call on our Lord and Savior, to give his message to those who are in need, to share his love, to share the kindness, to share the strength to those who are struggling. Amen. I felt them with me. I felt that by doing the things that they had taught me, I felt their presence. And that is exactly what I'm supposed to share with you today. By doing that which God has taught, by doing that which we have been shown how to do, we are giving ourselves the gift that Jesus has given us. We have this privilege of sharing with God in the most intimate way. And I'm going to tell you guys, I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers as to why you or a loved one is struggling right now. I'm not God, but I am a messenger who will share with you these moments where God enlightens and lights up this nugget for you. In these struggles that you have, I think today's message is that we're not alone. We can either go through this struggle, go through this tough time, head bent down, arms wrapped around ourselves, trying to make it through on our own, or we can answer the call and we can be that support group for another, be that support person. Because in the pain that we're experiencing, there will also be measured out the mercy that is needed. So measuring, I was cooking, right? And I got into the seasonings that I was putting in the dishes. And I was thinking about the season and this joyous time. And then I was thinking about the seasonings. And I want to explain to you, there's this one dish we make called hashwe. And it's where you put this Syrian spice. You toast up some pine nuts and you put in this Syrian spice, a very large amount, and garlic salt. And then you cook the lamb in that. And you cook it very thoroughly till the oils of the lamb is absorbed back into the meat. And it is so pungent when you smell it. But what you're going to do is layer that in the bottom of your pot. And on top of that, you're putting a tremendous amount of rice, for however many you have. And then you are covering that with chicken broth and you are letting it cook without stirring it. Don't stir the hushway. How many times have I heard that? But what is interesting to me is I'm putting a concentrated amount of seasoning in the dish, way beyond what I need for that moment when I'm cooking the meat. But as it is dispersed throughout the rice later on, it's the perfect seasoning. Are you being given concentrated amount of strength and seasoned salt and wisdom from what you are being taught to then use and sprinkle that on in your life to those in need? Amen. You have to put in the extra. So that as you expand, as the dish expands, it is perfectly seasoned later on. I felt that in my life, I was given concentrated amounts of love and strength and faith. I was shown that by these wonderful people. I was shown that by their faith, by their love, by their devotion to Jesus. Jesus may be calling us to give out these concentrated amounts to those in need. Sprinkle the seasonings. Sprinkle that love and that mercy on those in need. Amen. And praise God while you're doing this. Praise Him that He has given you this concentrated amount of seasoning to remind those in need that they are not alone. Amen. I thought of seasonings, I thought of seasons, I felt those who were with me come forward. I find I'm on a text chain for a support group and for someone who's having a tough time, and I'm always amazed by sharing my message that I'm praying and and sending that to someone and seeing these other people where their messages are bound with mine, but it only has a phone number because I don't know these people. And I thought, what a privilege to be bound in love, to come together as one to deliver the message of hope for another. In this beautiful season, I'm asking you to remember not to go light on the seasonings, but to show God's light in this season. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Blessed Mother, sweet Jesus, I am here and I am sharing the message given to me that I don't know the answers, but I know the one who is there to help you meet the challenge of this day, to help you not be alone, to answer for you that which you're crying out in pain. Lord, we ask you to be with us in our time of need, to heal us in the ways that only you can do, so that we may glorify you, so that we may rejoice this day in the gift that you have given us. In the gift of this day, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.